Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Mike Champlin. Father Mike is a member of the Thomas More Center in Webster, Wisconsin. His preaching is entitled, You Will See Greater Things.
From the first chapter of John's Gospel. Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said to him, Here is a true child of Israel. There is no duplicity in him. Nathanael said to him, How do you know me? Jesus answered, Before Philip called you, I saw you under the fig tree. Nathanael answered him, Teacher, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel. Jesus answered and said to him, Do you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than this. And he said to him, Amen, amen, I say to you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man. The Gospel of the Lord. I chose September 29th because it is my feast day, Michael the Archangel, along with Raphael and Gabriel. And I want to share a story of when I was 11 and 12 years old. There was a radio program in the Twin Cities, St. Paul, Minneapolis, hosted by Father Louis Gales, one of the founders of the catechetical movement. It was called Catechism Comes to Life. And it was spontaneous each week as Father Gales would bring up an issue for discussion by the panel. I was on the panel for 2 years. One program, we were asked to reenact the fall of the angels. I happened to be at the far end of the panel, and we were asked what part we would play. The third panelist chose to be Michael, the archangel, and I was very annoyed. So when it came to me, I said, Well, I will be God. I'm still astounded I said that to this day. I hope with much more humility to turn to today's gospel. In the three synoptic gospels, the apostles are called in general to drop their nets and come follow Jesus. But John's approach is much more individual and specific. Philip has been a disciple of the Baptist, and that is where he met and joins Jesus. He calls his brother Nathanael to come and take a look. As they approach, Jesus greets Nathanael by telling him he saw him under the fig tree. Wow, thinks Nathanael. This guy is amazing. And Jesus even tells him that he can't be fooled. So Nathanael says, You must be the Messiah, the King of Israel. Now, he wasn't implying divinity there, just the Messiah. And then Jesus says, You will see much greater things, the angels coming and going. Jesus was talking about the experience of eternity and also about the infinite mercy of God. But they didn't get it. Do you? Do you accept in faith that you will be with the angels in the presence of God? It is the very reason why we have been created. I do believe that.